Welcome to iPodcast Magic Missile, where we play games and talk geek. Broadcasting every week from the New River Valley in the beautiful mountains of Southwest Virginia, we bring you audio from some of the most exciting games, new and old. No actual wizard spells here, just actual play from great games. This is iPodcast Magic Missile.
Currently, the Tenant Mortal and I are trying to contact High Command, and I am going to use my ranking officer ability at a whopping -2 to try and contact High Command. It is a 7. And we get additional intel. I'm imagining at this point we've gotten through to the Colonel... What's her name?
Admiral.
Vivian.
Vivian, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a sketchy communication with Admiral Vivian.
Well, actually, remember it's one way. So, like, you send a thing to... Remember we have this whole thing?
How am I supposed to get into...
Well, the Fist of Apollo might actually have a radio that could actually beam that shit up. Maybe they got networking.
Okay.
Maybe Vivian started to pilot the carrier out from behind the planet.
We didn't necessarily want to break radio silence, but we're about to break visual silence.
Exactly.
So... not so big a deal.
Right.
Alright, so we're starting with Strike 5. I hear you're communicating with Command.
Yes.
And you can send one message, which is...
we need details on these specific coordinates for where we suspect the...
objective.
Yeah, the objective is.
You guys don't have a hard understanding of exactly what it is, but it's the source of the electroplasm.
All right. Well, a few moments later, you get a laser-directed response. Intel suggests that the objective is ill-populated. We were keeping a close eye on the numbers of enemies at that time, and they have largely left.
All right, so I take the move for Austin's speech. The way I envision this is... Artemis's mech is the legs are folded up underneath it. So she's standing in her cockpit, but it's only a few feet above the ground. The other mechs are lined up along the sides of the hangar bay. The pilots out in front of their mechs. The rest of the support crew, the Marines, and everybody else is lined up in ranks and sort of, you know, back along the walls and all the rest of this stuff. So everybody is there, including Sasuke. You may or may not be there at this point. It's up to you.
You certainly can be, but the time it took to get that message out would certainly allow you to be there.
Yeah, I'm sending my traditional...
In fact, we may have talked beforehand. I may have run the plan by you.
Yeah.
All right. Now, I know a lot of you think that this whole mission has gone to hell in a handbasket and we're not getting back to Earth. That's bullshit. We're going home. We're going home, and the way we're going home is we're going to succeed in our mission... we're going to get this Luskad sample, and we're going to get off this stinking alien rock. The only way this is a suicide mission is if we fail. So the first thing is that I need every one of you, and I point to all the engineering crew, and I look at Sasuke, to get this ship ready to take off. Because we've only got one shot at this. I've been told that enemy defense around this Luskad itself is light. We get in quick and get out quick. We can be off this rock in a matter of hours. And I know you're all itching to go home, see your families, see your friends, be big damn heroes back on Earth. And you will be. The plan right now is to have one team set up a perimeter, take out any enemy resistance, while another team goes in and gets the sample. The perimeter team is the more dangerous. That's why I'm taking Ix and Graham and Starfish. Graham and I have the most experience in combat. Ix and Starfish understand alien psychology the best.
Hey, why aren't I going on the stealth mission?
There's no...
okay, well, we're extracting. I don't fight, okay?
That's a successful interfere.
I don't understand anything that's going on here. Why am I not going with Feral? Why am I doing so? I don't know how to do that.
So your mech is standing right next to mine. So I think I step over to you and I'm like, You shut the fuck up. I'm giving orders here.
I don't see how I can help in that capacity.
All right, I'll step in and like...
Oh, Black, do you have a better idea?
Artemis, I think I have may have a compromise to the situation. I don't think you'll need Strike, myself, Check, and Rocket all on the retrieval team with Sliss Cloud. I think a better plan would be is to have Starfish and I go bait the enemy. This way we can ensure that the aces will come to the ambush and not intercept the retrieval team. That way, Commander Strike can provide leadership, and Rocket and Check can handle getting the sense.
This is a more dangerous thing than what I was going to ask you to do.
Well, but keep in mind that my mech is now fully capable of being invisible and much lighter, and Freddy is very fast. We can use our stealth and speed to our advantage, and once we've gotten the enemy lured to you, we can flank them.
Fair enough. Starfish, then. Black, keep an eye on him. As I was saying, the remainders will go into the Sliss Cloud, take the sample, and get back to the Fist as soon as possible. If the mission fails, I've talked to Commander Sasuke. She is to take the Fist up and ram it into the source of the Sliss Cloud. If we can't succeed, we can at least hurt them.
A bunch of people start looking at each other, and a bunch of the, like, non-combatants are like, what?
So,
and the Achilles heel, what of its flight potential?
It's been cannibalized to make the Fist viable and give Strike 5 something to actually do. AKA that new mech you saw us working on, or maybe you weren't paying attention.
All of our eggs in one basket.
We only have one basket.
We've got three baskets.
Wonderful.
So, the way I see it is we need to succeed. How many of you want to get back to Earth?
And get us right up. Some of the other crew think about it and are like, well, I guess it is hands up. And then they follow.
Can we just get the show on the road?
Let's do it. Roll out. And so I'm spending my only hold to get the Fist of Apollo to successfully execute. The crew of the Fist of Apollo successfully execute the drop.
The Fist of Apollo has had some time since their exciting journey the last time they corkscrewed through the sky. Lieutenant Anderson has spent a lot of time on the computer making it so that the engines have compensated for the fact that there are only three of them. It's going a lot slower than it did before, but people don't need to be strapped in.
I'm sorry.
Perimeter alert.
We are approaching the drop zone.
Red spies in the base.
Everyone power your mechs up.
The flight is smooth, and it is high in the air. If anyone's seeing you, it doesn't look like they're moving.
I'm assuming I did have time to prep the stuff the sys insertion.
Yeah, we have the potential for a fourth engine.
Yes. As soon as you guys get the objective, you can just hook that thing right up into the fourth engine and blast off into space with a whole extra engine. So if one gets blown up, it's not a big deal. It's fine. You guys float above the Sliss Cloud. You approach it, and it's this big, noxious, purple column of gas coming out of a chasm in the ground. The insertion team is going to be really glad that they're inside mechs to get in there, because that is not a thing a human being should go into.
Those of you who are highly versed in mice physiology would recognize that if you were to find yourself unprotected in it, you would probably mutate into like a squiggling monstrosity before you hit the ground.
Oh, but I'm perfectly fine.
Well, that'd be good.
I don't have a lot left to mutate into a squiggling monstrosity.
You already are a squiggling monstrosity.
You'd mutate into like a quarter of a squiggling monstrosity.
Prepare for launch in 10, 9.
I'm jumping.
The computer is annoyed with you.
Shit. I like stumble and then just kind of fall out.
You mean? Have you guys ever fired one of those Nerf guns that's got like a lot of ammo in it?
Mm-hmm.
Like, when you fire a gun like that, they tend not to, you know, fire all in the same direction, but they do fire rapidly. It looks an awful lot like that. You just sort of spew it out into the air and float towards the ground. Those of you who have jets, those of you who do not have jets, do have some membranous wing, very similar to a parachute, that arrests your fall.
The air is super dense here, so...
Yeah. This is the happiest baby has been! She can fly! She doesn't understand it. She hasn't... The other airdrop wasn't quite like this. And she's very excited by this sensation, because she's normally just putting clouds into the ground, and this time she's floating to the middle! Oh. And it's so happy! She's so happy!
Like, when you have a video of, like a dog being held, like, at the beach, like, partially in the water, so yeah. It's still paddling.
But he's not sinking!
For mechanics' sake, I just want to point out that I'm leaping into trouble without a plan or concern for my own safety.
I can tell.
There you are.
Seems fair.
Are you going to take another -1 to my ranking officer?
At this point, Jamie's just comically amassing penalties for the ranking officer as no one ever listens
actually,
to him.
Are you still... So, are you waiting for the countdown to end?
Yes.
So then, Ix looks over at you.
Well, I didn't know your crew could be a cat.
It's shocking what they can't do, Ix. It's shocking.
Alright, scout team.
Are we gonna break out the things since we...
Yes, yeah. We are gonna... Scout team, we're going to get to you in a hot second, but first, y'all are going to get in your mechs.
It's cockpit time.
Cockpit time.
Does anyone else have beginning of combat moves? Or beginning of deployment moves, I should say. Yanni, would you mind narrating your bit again for the recording?
When you go into battle, roll plus fire, and I rolled a 12. 10 plus, hold 3. And I can do them to spend them during the battle to do all sorts of cool and awesome things.
Okay. So, who are we doing first?
Alright, well, I think the thing that makes the most sense is to start with what the scouts see. So, you guys, your objective is to draw off whatever defenders are there into an ambush, yes?
Yes.
Alright. So you guys, do either of you have jets, or do you have parachutes?
We have parachutes.
Alright. You guys have clipped your parachutes, so they drop significantly faster than the rest of the parachutes. This doesn't damage you, but that's only because you guys are ace pilots. Any old schmo who wasn't you guys would just crack their leg on it out of the entry. You guys see at the bottom, at the base of this list cloud, 6 shapes milling around.
Hmm. Well, then I will... Do you want to do it, or do you want me to do it?
We should both do it.
All right. We will assess the situation.
It's an 8.
Right. Oh, okay. That's a 14.
Nice.
What questions would you like us to answer?
Not ready to snatch the pebble from the master's hand yet.
How can we use the battlefield to our advantage?
Well, the Sliss Cloud itself has a very dense fog. They might not realize that you're going full invisibility. They may just think you're disappearing if you turn on your stealth once you're down. And you can probably scamper off and do hit-and-run tactics really well here.
Right. Mm-hmm. Where is the... what is the enemy's strategy?
The enemy's strategy here... At first, you didn't really see what they looked like very well, but as you're dropping towards them... You recognize one mech in particular. It's the mech of...
372.
You recognize the 5 other mechs. They may be familiar. These are the aces you fought recently. And it seems like their strategy was to lure you guys in with low numbers, but heavy firepower.
Mm.
These guys are serious, and they are going to try to crush you guys. This is not a skeleton defense force like you thought.
What is the... Well, once... I'm going to try to rephrase this a bit. Once we get their attention, what will be the best way out?
You guys are going to need to distract them in a wide arc in order to give your team enough time to deploy. So you're going to need to lead them on a merry chase rather than just get them to dart after you quickly. Mm-hmm. This is going to need to be a protracted hide-and-seek.
And we have a... Is it a last one? Or is that...
Well, that was three, and you have one as well.
Well, I asked already one, so...
Oh. Where is the enemy weakest?
They're, despite being total badasses, there still are only six of them. Mm-hmm.
You have them outnumbered. Well, the two of you don't, but...
Or do.
You can... Your strategy is going to work really well if what you're trying to do is distract them, lead them into an ambush, and then, at the same time, try to get an insertion team into this list cloud. Mm-hmm. So just use your numbers...
Hmm. Those aces look familiar?
Yes, we fought them before. They were quite formidable. Any? But I don't recognize that one.
That's 372, the hopping one. She, you ever see the, video of Doctor... Well, don't worry about it.
Is that the one that...
fires the laser?
Yes, I was going to say, is that the one that crippled Artemis?
Yes. I believe. I've heard something like that could be same kind of mech. That's what's important. It jumps very well. We took out one of the legs. Well, I didn't take out one of the legs. Strike 5, I believe, took out one of the legs. Or was it...
No, I shot the gun.
But my guess is the gun's back in commission.
Well, we're going to have to jerk them around a little bit, Starfish, while our friends get into position. But fortunately, I have my stealth, and you have your speed. Yes. So I think our strategy for right now is to make them think there's more of us. There's more than just the two of us.
That sounds like fun.
So...
How should we start? Let's wrap our heads around a problem.
Well, that seems reasonable.
Sorry,
14. Friends. 8. Polar opposites.
Yeah, alright. So, let's look at the thing. So, you are wrapping your head around a problem. Command. On a 10-up, which you got, it sounds like, Command will give you good detail what the problem is, what's causing it, and what you'll need to do, and what it will cost. There's no way around it. Even with your stealth and speed, you guys are going to be under severe fire in order to draw them away. Mm-hmm. If you drop off, you're going to need to come out on the non-Sliss cloud edge of these guys. Luckily, they're milling around rather than in a tight circle.
What do you mean by non-Sliss cloud edge?
So there's the Sliss cloud, which is a massive canyon that's belching out this fog.
Right.
These guys are arrayed sort of in a semicircle around one side of it. If you guys come out on the other side of them, the one that is not facing... So you're not between this list cloud and them. You can draw them off, especially if you draw them off and try to pull them away from the center of the cloud.
Okay.
It's going to be heavy fire, but because you can sort of see the variety of weaponry, a lot of it's... they've got two long-range weapons, but other than that, most of what they've got is very short range. So if you guys keep dodging, keep moving quickly, and for God's sakes don't let them close with you, you guys should be more or less fine. Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to have... I think what we should do is have Starfish run interference. And since I have Cloak, I'll draw aggro and have them follow my tracers around.
Cool. All right.
So, okay, so I'm going to intentionally draw aggro.
All right.
Spending my plus one combat, or hold one.
Yeah.
See what happens. Oh, good. That's a 9.
All right, so intentionally drawing aggro on a hit. Your allies take plus one against the enemy as long as you keep their attention. And respect. You gain respect. It's on a 10 up. On a 7 to 9, you can't avoid taking damage, but you still get respect. So.
I run in Leroy Jenkins, but invisible Leroy Jenkins.
You jump in invisible. There is a very, very small visual anomaly as the cloud pools around where your mech is, mm-hmm. but it's hard for them to get a bead on you. However...
Oh, and you know what? I'll... Also, slap some tracer or some beacons on him if I can.
All right, go over the.
Why don't we do that one at a time?
Okay, so go over his situation again.
This one is you're going to draw aggro, and as long as you keep their attention, your team's going to get a plus one.
Right.
Basically, representing your ability to set up this ambush. Mm. However, because you've got a 7 through 9, you're not going to be able to avoid taking damage from one of them as they spot you.
That's fine.
So they kind of, like, you know, you realize, with this dense air, I'm not going to be perfectly invisible because see the disturbance that
and
I
there's
make.
There's 6 of them watching. One of them might, like, shoot where I'm going to be or something like that.
Well,
out of luck.
It's true. A bunch of them take, like, pot shots that, you know, you're not too afraid of. But then 372, who is sort of in the rear, like, behind all of them, you know, sort of, like, hunkers down and you hear the... You hear the well-known screeching sound that precedes her beam cannon. Mm. And then suddenly that white beam of energy just comes ripping right through it. Well, you.
It is a 4 damage, extreme range, AP weapon. Mm. So you can distribute your damage. Can you distribute it evenly between your mech and your person right now? Or can you only do one or the
I
other?
I think we decided that you could... After armor, you could distribute it, but it's AP, so it doesn't matter.
Right.
So, evenly distribute the damage and tell us a little bit what it looks like to lit up.
Well, does that mean it's all personal damage in
it? No, you can distribute it any way you like.
No, so you can put half of it on your mech, half of it on you, all of it on your mech, all of it on you. Mm-hmm. If it all is on you, it may be targeted
in the
cockpit. If it's partially, maybe you've got some of those exploding screens that Star Trek likes so much.
She does love to aim for cockpits. But of course, she can't see your head.
You can't split it between you or your mech. You take it on one or the other.
Yeah, I thought that was the case as well.
Yeah, we talked about... this is one thing I wanted to talk to you guys about, a design decision. It seems like an unnecessary limitation. Why? Either way, you're taking the damage, right?
No. It's actually very different. We've had people, like... Yanni's taken most of his damage to his mech, and Strikes James has taken most of the damage to his person, and story-wise, they've been very different.
Yeah, which is why, I had a messed-up mech and brain damage at the same time. Mm-hmm. Like, that'll last for fun. I mean,
you can take 2 separate attacks to different places,
Then we won't change that rule for this session.
Well, then, let's say this. My cockpit was already damaged. So it does not provide as much protection than it normally does. I will say, it doesn't clip me per se, but it was close enough that I suffer heat damage.
To your person or your mech?
To my person.
Okay.
The beam passes right above where you are, just searing your skin.
In fact, does it maybe melt a little bit of Ripper's head open? Because your internal cockpit is like a dome, right? Mm-hmm. Of screens. So what if you're exposed to the atmosphere? You have your rebreather on, right?
Yeah, I do. So, alright. I'll take damage to my head, left arm, torso, and left leg.
I can't damage the mech, right? He took it on himself.
I get damage. I don't know how we want
it. It's a small hole, but it is a vicious hole.
Mm-hmm. Well... I'll say this is burn damage. Mm-hmm. So I'm not like it's not
no,
like
you
bones broken.
You
or anything. It's burn damage. But if there is a gap, what I'll do is I'll cover it with, like, one of my hands or something. Because that can still click. And I still got my gun with my other hand just shooting at them.
Awesome. Well, they do all... and turn over to you and start trying to run you down. Except for one mech. This is the birther. She is the one that's bent over, and she's got a nasty scar where some kind of gauss rifle maybe shot her. I don't remember.
Let's have a chance.
She sticks by the Sliss Cloud while the other five start trailing after you.
That's okay, because I'm going to come get her.
So you're plummeting to the earth, and you see this happen to Strike... or not Strike 5. You see this happen to Black... what's your plan here with the Murther?
Farrell can take care of himself. It's what he'd want. She seems distracted.
She definitely is distracted. She's keeping an eye out, but she's got a closer eye on Black. Where Black probably is.
That's okay.
I wanna actually inject something here. How close do you get?
To what?
To the rest of them while they're distracted by...
Well, I was thinking that I'd be on the ground at the same time that that he was, but
sure.
I guess I'm not.
You can totally do that.
Okay.
I mean, how close do you want to get to the enemy mechs?
I want to be close enough that they're distracted by what he's doing, and I could just jump on one from behind, which is what I'm going to do.
All right. So you hop onto the back of the birther.
And then I'm going to hop off. And run. I'm cloaked. I have stealth, so
yeah, awesome.
It's not as good a cloak.
Freddy actually has like chameleon skin, so Freddy is not a inconsiderable ability to stealth himself. Yeah.
So,
which I think is doing something gutsy.
Yeah, let's see that.
Let's see. That is a. It's a 7, but if you were to assist me...
You're certainly assisting. I mean, she's distracted.
They don't know where I am. They're all looking
for me. Did you add the +1 for him adding aggro?
Well,
you have a +1.
Matters, but...
Yeah, it doesn't do anything.
All right, I'll assist. Yeah. I rolled a natural 9.
Which is
okay.
It just works, yeah. Sweet.
Also, they're friends, right? Isn't
yeah, yeah. So it's an 11.
Yeah. So you totally jump on her back. What did you want to do with that? Just get her to.
I'm just freaking her out and getting her to know I'm getting her to chase after me. So I'm jumping onto her to push her down. So my claws go sink into the back. I push her down and then I launch off of her to run into the kind of side. Outside kind of parameter of the cloud, but still in, you know, she can't see me very well.
She gives off the hiss that one might hope a mantis never gives off, and skitters towards you.
Actually, I would like to throw something else in on that as well. It's a hiss, but you can understand it, because it's in worm speak.
Yeah,
this is
also
the same language
comms,
Jessica speaks.
So, I can...
Right. So you actually hear when you jump on her, she's like, shit! It's the rat dog one! Which is interesting, because it means they have heard of you.
Mm. I did, like, just, like, wiggle my butt in front of that eye tree that one time was trying to look like a natural Freddy.
So you,
You also were briefly in captivity at a university.
Well, yeah.
So she scrabbles after you. Offense team. A parting cloud followed by, 5 ace pilots come storming past your location.
Assessing time. 7.
Can I also assess AI?
Yes.
And then I assess the situation. Crushed. 11.
Alright, well, let's start with X.
Alright. How can we use the battlefield to our advantage?
The cloud isn't just giving good cover for your distraction team. It is not clear, it's probably not clear to the enemy that you are of the numbers that you are and you are where you are. You're probably going to be able to get a really good ambush here. This plan is just going to get them fucked.
Where are they weakest?
They right now are running after Black. So they are in the most dangerous position a military force can be. The one where they have broken ranks and are chasing someone down. Mm-hmm. They don't have good communication between them because they are pretty sure this is just a stupid suicide mission by like maybe 4-3 mechs or so. They're weakest in their discipline.
What's your strategy?
Right now their strategy is mop up these chumps who fell for their great plan.
And how can I best use the battlefield?
One of the nice things about having TACNET is that when someone like Black marks a target, you don't need line of sight. So, despite the fact that the cloud is very obscuring, you know exactly where and the trajectory of the various mechs in place. All Black has to do is fire off one marking target and you can hit anyone and they can't even see you. Though you won't be able to see them either.
Okay. I'll get on a private channel with Black. Black, have you already marked any of them?
No, not yet.
Black, if you can, try to mark one of them.
Copy that.
In the meantime, while I still have any kind of visual...
Not at the range where you'd be able to use your sniper rifle.
Okay. Then I'm going to, try to lay low and wait until Black can mark one of them.
Black, coming hot on your heels is that one with a super long lash and a stump for an arm. It is clearly the fastest amongst them, and its arm is just dragging behind it like a slithering tail. It's nearly on you. You probably have about enough time to make a hot turn, blast it, and keep running, and hopefully it won't catch up. Do you have the guts to pull this off?
Yeah, I will do something gutsy. What I'll do is I will maneuver, but instead of trying to blast him, I'll try to mark him.
Yeah.
And possibly expose myself to some danger. Who knows? Yeah.
Is that a 7 to 9 at least?
That's a 7.
Oh, good.
Can I assist?
Sure, if you want.
I don't know how I should... okay, I know what I can do. I can, because I've already launched off of the one, I'll just do my next run-by through there.
Yeah, what you can do, like, he thinks he can hit... Or it,
Seven.
He thinks it can hit me, and you come and, like, chomp on its, like, whip or something. And then
is it dragging its whip behind it like a...
Oh, my God! No, I would just love that. It's Freddy. Freddy's happy. It's a 7, by the way.
All right. So what do you do to assist Black with this?
I am... It's not even me. It's just Freddy sees the thing and just goes for the thing, and it's distracting enough.
You are like a cat with yarn that it probably shouldn't be eating.
Yes. And this is a good time to mention that I just leveled on the last thing, and I took the ability to jam their comms.
Ooh.
So... whenever that's possible.
So they have no discipline and jammed comms.
That is super duper relevant too, because I actually was specifically cooking a plan wherein their communication among each other was going to be a danger to you, so.
Well, as soon as I got it marked, I'm on the comm with Artemis. It's like, target, mark.
Okay. See one red dot.
I put a slug in that red dot.
Show it to me.
What is it?
Blaze it? So what move do you use for sniping?
So I have... The move triggers when I attack an enemy who's not aware of my presence. Lining up a shot, especially at extreme range with no visibility, to me seems like a keeping your cool type of a situation.
I think that seems very reasonable.
Okay. So... And I've got a +1 on this. I mean, sure, I've got +2.
Yes, you do.
So that's a 14. So I hit it. So I use one of my five slugs.
Okay.
I put a slug in it, and I think nobody knows where the shot came from.
Good choice.
So I assume this is like a, 3-2 harm weapon or something like that?
Let's see. What is this particular weapon? This particular weapon is... did I write that down? Oh, no, I have it right here. It is 4 damage, extreme range, silent. Limited ammo.
Out of nowhere. Freddy, you're just chewing on this thing's limb. And out of nowhere, it just jerks. Like, just thrown. Just pulling its little limb out of your teeth. Unless you're going to hold on hard. In which case, you've got a brand new whip.
Oh, I'm going to hold on.
A tearing sensation ripples across your teeth. And it is now separated from its weapon.
What?
Alright, so more ambush, I guess.
Are we going to do some damage?
Yes. Yeah, I was looking for what that was.
I imagine Freddy sucked that down like way down the ground.
Actually, I think Freddy's done that before. Yeah, with the blue worms.
Yeah.
Good job, Doc.
Alright. It stumbles off balance. But the rest of the group is still coming after you, Black. And it is beginning to be in your guys' visual field for those of you who are in the defense team.
The guys that are left.
The guys that are left are...
Are they all melee?
The Spewer, which is a long-range one with these huge, pendulous pods that fire off those killer bees that we saw earlier. The Birther is largely unharmed, but way in the back of the pack. The Scything Slasher is the closest one to you right now, and it's got its swords real hot on your heels. It's taking swipes at you, and you're just barely out of reach. And what was once the Scorpion now has a fanged maw very similar to what 372 has.
Isn't that the one with the pincushion face?
This is the one that used to have a face. Something happened to it. I guess we'll never know what. This is also the one that had the wrecking ball for a tail.
Getting hit by that thing is not something you want to have happen to you.
I'm going to do a thing where it's like stand firm, but I'm faking him out.
So what is your goal?
You see, I still have those mines that Graham gave me.
Oh my. So this is you want to lay mines in their path, or do you want to throw mines so that they explode in their faces?
I want to lure one of them into a pile of these mines.
What's your plan, Farrell?
I think that's gutsy. Yeah, I think you're right.
Actually, yeah.
I mean, you vanished. I could lure them into it.
I will say, Starfish, distract Slasher for a second.
So
I'm going to go plant some mines real quick. And by plant, I mean drop them on the ground. I'm not like Johnny Appleseed. No time for that shit.
You don't want a mine?
Alright, so you're going to be intentionally drawing aggro, I guess?
Yeah.
Alright, go for it.
Oh, balls.
At least a success.
I don't think you say all balls when it's a success.
Do you need an assist?
Depends on what you're trying to do.
What can an assist do? Can assist take
one
you up
tier.
One? Oh, yes.
Okay, I will assist. Roll an 8.
Awesome.
So well, you coordinate with each other over the your mics, how best and when to do the strike. Hmm. So the Silent Slasher looks an awful lot like a praying mantis that's bipedal, and it's an awful lot like a less bulky Scyther.
I should actually point out that it's a 10 because you have a friendship bond.
That's true.
It's an 8 on the dice.
Yeah.
So that actually makes a difference.
Yes, because that means that you're not going to get a little bit of aggro for that. So, how do you come at this thing? It's still running after Black.
Okay, well, I'm going to... he's invisible.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think what would be best would be done is, like, I'm shooting at the slasher, and then I stop shooting right as, like, Freddy comes around.
Yeah.
And Slasher thinks I'm Freddy decloaked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so I'm just going to zip past there, and as he does that, you know, I'd like to, because I'm drawing aggro so you can attack, right? As he does that, if there's any, like, there's an understanding that if he catches me, I'm going to try and stun him. But really, all I'm doing is I'm pretending to be feral until, and I'm going to try to run him around and then run him back into the mines.
Mm.
And just kind of, like, cloak and leap, you know, pull a galaxy quest.
So you cloak and leap.
Not really at all.
You fail to understand is that my ship is dragging mines.
And it, as soon as you, it sees that you've decloaked, it takes a wicked slash at you. 3 harm AP. But, it is a, it doesn't pierce you, and it's just a slash across you, so you can still, pull it right into those mines that you have left.
That's like a rump spanking, you get over it.
Yeah, I just,
You...
Never mind, I just misunderstood how to move it.
You pull it around in a circle, and just in time, you leap over the mines, you're pretty sure he left.
Oh, I know, I'm telling you where they are.
Oh, good. So you, just at the last second, you leap over it.
So, just to be clear, if you make a successful move on draw aggro, no matter what, you get the full brunt of their attack.
If you get a 10 up, you don't. If you get a 7-9, you get hit.
Okay.
What did you think you got?
I thought I got... Never mind. Don't worry about it, just do it.
Did you get a 7-9, or did you get a 10 up?
Well, I don't know anymore, because I thought it ended up being a 10.
So, whatever number you got, add 1 tier to that.
Okay, so then why was there a difference between there being a... Just do it. It's fine, I'm taking the damage. I was not understanding.
It reaches out to give you another cut and steps on mine.
Yeah.
And vaporizes its legs. And it just falls down on its face.
That would be fight for me.
Yep. So now these guys are well within your visual field, anyone who's in the crater defense team. And you can launch your ambush as appropriate.
I think Ix would like to do something gutsy and intercept the spewer.
Ah, well that's really good because it is opening up its pods.
Hasn't it seen Independence Day?
So, tell me a story about gutsy things you're doing.
I can make it look good, gain respect, and take +1 on the next roll. So, Ix, from the cover of the crater that they're in, basically to the spewer, appears out of nowhere. And Zarin just annihilates it with tentacle attacks.
You just stick it right in those launchers.
And so, Zero will go ahead and also take the rapid fire, to do additional damage. And just, you know, just one hit right after another, just all over the thing. And, so it is 3 damage plus whatever rapid fire does, all armor piercing.
Ugh.
you just smack it around like it's a toy. You've never been on fire like you've been like this before. But that, of course, is because you've never been so close to your goal. You know that soon you're going to wipe this fucking race off the face of this moon.
By the way, I didn't know that you could deal damage with Do Something, Gutsy.
Sure, why not?
Because other moves say you get to deal other damage, and this one doesn't.
But it's entirely fictional. That's probably a little bit of a stretch there. That almost feels more like you're going God's blessing to me, but I wouldn't, like I said, if the fiction is flowing, I don't really care.
Right. Okay. Well, but that was more of a question of, oh, have I been doing it wrong all along?
Damage follows from the fiction, so.
Okay.
This at least says it can't.
Yeah, because one of the things that we discussed was that you didn't actually have to even perform a move to be able to do damage.
No. Oh. It's just whatever falls from fiction. If you have to jump on somebody, you can just shoot them.
Yeah. Mm. So, though you just manhandle this thing, it does have enough time to launch off a swarm of bees just before the first tentacle strikes. And you get stung all up your tentacles. You are going to take 4 harm.
Actually, I don't know 4 damage. How this interacts with it, but Baby would like to come to the rescue? Is that a possibility?
Yes, that's totally possible.
Yeah. So, I can come to the rescue of Steel called Never Again. So, a 5 gets turned into an 8.
Awesome.
And the Zarin will assist.
Mm-hmm. That seems to be good.
Zarin made your friend with a 9.
It's true. Graham.
Actually, yeah, that's
horrible. So,
Graham in the cockpit feels Baby tug out of her control and clomp over to where Xanax is attacking the spewer and muscles her way into the fray in between a load of the bees, and the bees hit Baby in the side of her face, and she screams.
Actually, I think with the assist, you don't take damage
anymore. I don't take damage
anymore. Well, Baby's already been stung to shit with these poisonous bees.
Yeah,
she's actually worked up an immunity to it. Or at least a mild one.
Yeah.
She's able to get a lot of her shell in between the bees and it. But what few stings do touch you, don't bother her anymore.
Mm. You also gain respect. On a full hit, you take no one takes damage, and you gain respect.
I would like to try to take one more shot from cover.
Well, before we do that,
we got a lot of people who haven't done anything yet.
Yeah, do that.
Okay, so who's here is still on the crater defense team?
I think it's just those three.
Yeah, I think you're taking care of crater defense.
Yeah, so we've got the collection team.
All right, let's go get the collection team in there.
Okay. What up?
Shouldn't L get some playtime at all? I think that this would be a good time for
yeah.
Do you want to pop in just in time to alleviate the crater team?
I can't. I mean, I don't really. I don't know.
If you would like to, you can pop into combat anytime, pretty much anywhere.
Okay, I was waiting for you guys to tell me.
Sorry about that. We should have made that more explicit. Yeah. I actually was planning on saying, "Hey, now is a perfect time for you to drop in," but like. I was sort of waiting for a target of opportunity, and it wasn't making itself aware. So why don't you make the call when you are ready to go in?
Okay.
Though I imagine you would prefer it to be in response to something.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're kind of waiting for the party to like fail at a roll.
You guys are on fire.
Oh really?
Yeah.
I mean, we were literally.
Don't put it out. Search and rescue team's got this under control.
Insertion. Or this is the insertion team.
Well, no, you guys we're the extraction team.
Yeah.
Or
something. Extraction team.
Farming for Vespia gas team.
All right. All this Vespian gas.
Okay, so, so you guys' basically goal was to sort of make an end run around the side and avoid the whole combat entirely, right?
No, I thought we were, like, diving straight into the middle of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean... That's what I did.
That sounds cool.
Kind of, I guess.
I'm following Rocket and have no idea what we're doing.
All right.
I have my oversized test tube in one squid tentacle crappy arm.
Well,
I'm falling behind, but about 8 seconds late because I waited for the proper jump time.
Oh, yes, that's true. You shot down there real quick.
Yeah, I jumped at 8.
Yeah, and I just kind of tumbled out afterwards, like, okay.
Well, do we have any sort of, like, coordinates for where this thingy is that we're trying to get?
Somebody assess this situation.
Oh, let's
do
that.
Situation too, real quick.
For God's sakes.
That's an 8.
That's a 4.
I'm all right.
Poor strike.
You waited too long to jump.
Yeah. I'm so distracted with my disdain for everyone.
All right.
So, that's one question for it.
I know which question you should ask.
Did his chains hang low?
What is my best way in?
Ah! Really great question. That's what I was hoping you would ask. So, the crater that the Sliss Cloud is spewing out of is quite deep and cylindrical, very Sarlacc pit-like, pre-CGI edition of a squid. Anyway, the... So I'm imagining most of this fight is going on along the walls of it, since there's supposed to be like a highly vertical element to this combat. Is that what everybody else more or less had in mind, or did you guys imagine yourselves on the floor at the bottom of it?
No, actually, that sounds pretty good to me.
Okay. I assumed everyone was on the
top,
at the edge outside the crater.
Oh, the edge of the crater, okay. Right, rim of the crater, right, I got that. So you go streaking down the center of it. So the crater goes down a ways, probably several hundred yards. And at the bottom, you are beginning to see that as you feel the pressure of the cloud coming out, like as you get farther down, it's almost like running into an air jet. Like you could almost, in fact, who's parachuting and who's flying? I know you can fly, right?
Yeah. I'm thrusting down.
Strike.
Since this new strike is very grown, he is parachuting.
Okay.
He doesn't have his thrusters anymore.
Rorge flies.
Okay.
Rorge has flown before, so.
Okay.
I've got, like, inkjets in the back and.
Right, okay. Well, yeah, you guys get to a certain point where you're gonna have to, you're gonna have to cut your chute just to keep making downward progress. Like, at a certain point, you became buoyant.
Okay.
You can tell that it's spraying out of a specific point at the center of the bottom of the pit. It seems like it maybe comes down in sort of a rounded bottom, and there maybe is some kind of sphincter in the middle there. This gas is spraying out of. So that would probably be your point of entry.
Right on. Well, aim for that.
Though it might be easier to get in if you get out of the jet stream and then come in on it from the side. In fact, you might even consider cutting your way down so that you don't have to fight your way through that high-pressure stream. Because it's going to be like an F5 tornado at this thing. Like, this is right at the point where it's coming out. Like, you know, it spreads out quickly and then it loses some of that density. But right at that point where it's spraying out, it's probably only like, you know, maybe 20 or 30 feet wide. Mm-hmm. So you can get your mech in there, but there's a lot of pressure trying to force you out of
here. Cut around? I've got flight capability. I'm going to fly down.
Okay.
Get there ASAP and try and get that sample.
Do you have a care for your squad mates on this? Or your teammates on this?
They can follow me.
I am trying to follow. I can't because you don't have a plan.
And I'm going to cut around.
Yeah, well, no, I figured I'd come up with a plan on the way.
Then you're not going in without a plan.
Yes, I am. I'm making up as I go along.
It's 12%. I'm new here. Is there a plan? That's not even part.
It's barely a concept.
Get the thing, get out of here. Okay. All we gotta do is find it. Take a sample. You've got your sample jar. You're super excited about it. It's great. Woo! Follow me.
Alright, into the sphincter. I guess.
Proceed with caution and try and avoid any direct enemy combat there, rookie.
Guts, guts, guts! I want guts from everybody. You're crawling into an F5 fart.
Step.
Yep. Style. Do something gutsy. It's
style.
Okay.
That's a 9. Now,
did I hear right that we have plus one from them distracting stuff, or is that only two?
You guys should totally get a plus one.
Yeah,
plus
yeah.
I'm at 10.
You're more or less free of enemy action. You're basically going on a walk in the park right here. I mean, it's a really freaky park, but...
Because yeah. I'm acting on the instructions to jump into the sphincter, or the plan, I'm all the way up to a 4.
For once, I make... Going into his finger look good.
You know, I always think that look good.
All right, huh?
I have an
eight.
All right. Okay, so Rocket like goes over there and just is like, you know, flies up, like does a little spin and then kicks off of the wall, throws out, you know, full jets and just like just shoots right through it, like without, you know, there makes a little poof. Rorge waddles up and tries to crawl in and gets blown away. So you go tumbling into the air.
I wonder if it would be funny if, like, Chek sees the sphincter and it reminds him of something that happened to him with Enzernik. Just a split millisecond.
I know what it reminds me of.
All right,
new starfish.
This isn't exactly what the move would have, but Strike, you can get in. You can like for you it'll be much harder. You can't just like boost off of the wall, but you got 6 legs, so you can like claw your way around the edge and get in there. But you might want to go bail the rookie out instead.
I think I'm just gonna wait out here, guys.
Oh, you're coming inside.
Yeah, I think I can just wait out here.
You're coming inside, that's an order.
You can have the giant test tube, it's fine.
Let's see.
I don't have any arms.
Manipulate. That's an 8 to manipulate you.
So, okay. What are you gonna give him or force him to do?
Carrot or stick.
So, I guess the carrot is if you come in, you get a
XP.
XP.
Will you hold my hand? Now, like, to pull me in here.
Yeah. You can grapple onto all right. Strike's tail.
I... Tentacles. All right.
Yeah, Rorge has sort of like a writhing tentacle mass arm.
Yeah. Right. Rorge has one flappy tentacle arm and one spike rifle arm, so...
Okay.
All right, you can go ahead and drag him.
And that is what I do.
All right.
All right.
You need to stop screwing up, rookie.
I'm not screwing up. This plan is... What is the... There is no plan!
Get the thingy, get out. It's simple. It's right there.
I can come up with a better plan, and I've never planned it.
Listen, right now we have no enemies, so it is as simple as go in, get the thing, get out.
Speaking of okay, thingy, do we see the thingy?
Speaking of no enemies, so now that you're on the inside of this thing, the air pressure in here is enormous.
Mm-hmm.
Your mech can handle it. Your mech can handle it. Rorge is definitely, you're way ahead of them, by the way, because shit out of your back. So you are not going to have the benefit of their backup, for at least the first bad thing that happens to you.
That's okay.
Valentine is fine. Shade, I think, is gonna be pretty good, cause Shade is a pretty crusty, critter, right? I mean, like, Shade is hard, not soft. I get the impression Rorge is kind of a soft,
Rorge is reliable.
Oh, okay.
Rorge is like the old brick-shaped mouse.
Okay.
So.
Alright, well then you're fine. The pressure's not too much of a problem. You feel like you're kind of, you know, squeezed. You can feel that squeezing sensation.
Submarine movie, like.
Yeah. It's rather dark in here. There doesn't seem to be any source of light whatsoever. What do you have? I know what my people have for seeing in the dark. What do you have?
I have a flashlight in my little round pot.
Is it a giant oversized mech flashlight?
It isn't a giant oversized mech flashlight. Alright, so description of the inside of my pod, for those who don't know. I'm in kind of a sphere of submarine metal with a chair in the middle, and there are 6 viewing screens, because Rorge has 6 eyes, and I am literally looking out of them.
Mm-hmm.
This is very retro. But, so basically I'm just shining a flashlight out through that.
Okay. So you've got the dark vision, right? That's what Shade has?
Uh-huh. Yeah. I'm the one with the dark vision.
Yeah.
Okay, you're the one with the dark vision. Because I know that you, Rocket, you're the one that has, like, bio vision, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you can see heat signatures. That was how you navigated inside the worm before. You could, like, see through the membranes.
I can't. I think Fred, I did have the tech equivalent of the dark vision, like the infrared.
Yeah, that sounds good to me, too.
The night vision.
Okay. Because Freddy has, like, a bunch of non-visible spectrum view. Two of you have the same thing. So, yeah, I think it was the Badger and Strike both have the dark vision. Okay, so you're down there, but, dark vision is one thing, but this is soup. This is, like, you know, being in blood, basically. It is that opaque, so it is real hard for you to get a view on anything. You're doing much better than everyone else. So you're going down there. It's almost like the walls are alive. Like the whole thing is just a big organism that you've moved into. You are sort of just hovering. You're just floating down, like waiting for the ground to come up to you. Right.
I'm flying towards the hottest thing in here. That's probably what we're looking for.
All right. Well, that's going to continue to be down. Like you're getting deep.
Well, I'm not floating. I am going as fast as I can.
You're rocketing towards it.
I don't have rockets. I've got flight capability, but it's not jet-boost.
All right. There's something live coming towards you, and it's big.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's worm fork big.
I see.
It's tough for you to see its shape exactly, but it is coming. You're coming straight down, and it is coming straight up. You're going to have a very high-speed collision in a second.
My mech is agile and responsive, so I'm pretty confident I can get around it. I'm going to try and keep my cool, keep going, and hope that it can't see very well in the soup either.
Okay.
And that even if it can, it's not going to be able to turn fast enough to affect me. And even if it can, then they can blow it up from behind when it tries to follow me.
All right, show me your cool.
That is a 6, 7, 8.
All right.
9. Because plus one for knowing for being just undistracted or whatever.
All right. So you roll out of the way using an agile move. Oh, actually, wait a minute. What is this? This one is hard choice, isn't it?
This is in the,
This is in the middle section?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right. So this thing is... It, like, you dodge to the side as you see it coming, and with speed that belies its size, it actually, like, jerks sideways at basically as fast as you to stay in line with you.
Mm-hmm.
You might be able to try and fire on it, but it seems like if you are just trying to dodge it, it's probably going to tag you.
Well...
This is a problem you have to go through. You can't go around.
That's fine. I have not had a chance to test it yet, but theoretically, I upgraded my missiles so more of them fire.
Mm-hmm.
So it's up to 4 damage now.
Okay.
So yeah, I'll unload on it.
All right.
Nope. That's the snake eyes.
Uh-oh. All right, well, it finally gets close enough that you can make out its detail. At this point, it's close enough that you can visually perceive it. And it's sort of like a big rockfish.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a, like, hard, bony jaw with a lot of teeth. So it's like a gigantic eel coming up at you. This is not like the worms that you're used to. This thing clearly has a spine. And it's going to go ahead and bite you with those teeth.
I see.
Do you want to spend one of your ace holds to get out of there, or one of your hotshot holds to get out of this?
I don't think I can. I mean, I can spend a hold to kill, disable, or disarm it, but I feel like since I just flubbed a roll, I rolled a 4, it's going to get to bite me, and then I can do something.
I'll be happy to take one of your holds in lieu of that.
Is there a level that you can negate damage from an incoming attack?
I'm sure that's a thing.
Oh, yeah. No, you're right.
Here's the thing. This is not a thing that's damage is going to be measurable in, like, points of harm. If this jaw comes down on you, that'll be like having the Empire State Building fall on you. It's not survivable.
No, I think I'll go ahead and spend a hold to ignore all damage.
Okay.
Yeah, I think the missiles jam and jam and jam, and then at the last second I spin around and just fire them to get a boost. Just as it tries to bite me.
Okay, well,
it's a mouthful of missiles instead of me.
The teeth snap shut very close to you, and the impact of them striking each other like hurts your ears through the, you know, skin of your mech. So that's pretty rough. But you roll off to the side. Team lagging behind. You guys are continuing to descend. Once you're on the other side, you can move more or less freely. Rorge can almost swim in this. Like, you can actually, even though it's more air than liquid, like, it's so dense and you are so buoyant in it that you can actually kind of, like, you know, swim around. And funny enough, with all those tentacles, you find yourself weirdly agile in here.
So, I can see.
Scorpions, on the other hand, don't swim so good, so you're probably sticking to the wall. Mm-hmm. Unless you want to have Rorge drag you now.
They're already holding each other.
I'm sticking to the wall.
All the way down.
Pretty much. Just climbing down the side of the wall.
Rocket, do you want to warn them?
Sure. There's a non-civilian worm down here. Be careful. I got its attention, though, so shoot in the butt or something.
Which direction is its butt?
I don't know.
I'm not sure it can turn in there. Can it? Is it?
Okay. No, it can turn. It's very flexible. Also, the chamber is bigger on this side of the sphincter. I should have made that clear. Okay. Like it's bigger down here than it was in the column that you were going down. So there's a lot of room, even though it's a very big thing. There's a lot of room for it to move.
See if you can hold this attention, Rocket. I'm going to continue on to the objective.
Oh, I've got his attention.
It sounds like it's under control. Carry on, Brevet.
Seems legit.
Let's do somebody else.
Yeah, let's go back to the surface for a moment. Alright. No one knows where you are. And you, now that you don't have a huge tail of people chasing after you and the engagement has occurred, you are more or less scot-free as well. However, Zarin or Ix, or Zarinix, depending on how you are feeling.
At the moment, it is Ix and Zarin.
Ix and Zarin. And let's see, Freddy, would you have tried to melt back into the mists to do hit and run? Would you be in the thick of it right now?
I'm going to try to stun someone.
All right. Well,
Freddy has basically a mech scale taser.
Ooh. Yeah.
Well, there are a couple of potential targets. The Lasher basically is still just fucked over. It would be an easy kill, but there are more dangerous targets around. The Spore Spewer is reeling from the tentacle barrage that it just received, but its pods are still up and going. Mm-hmm. Those bees could be coming out at any time.
The birth is actually unharmed. The only thing that you've done to it is kick off of it and get it to chase you, but
go for the birther again.
Yeah. So, it's still skittering towards you. It's the slowest one there, but it is just wobbling its giant belly back and forth as it tries to get in range with you.
Mm. And I'm just going to go straight for it, and I'm going to try to electrocute the fuck out of it.
All right. So, where is this on your weapon, on your mech? Where's the little taser?
I believe it was in my teeth.
In your teeth. Gross.
I thought it was the tail.
Yeah, I thought it was the tail, too.
I could be wrong.
Hold on. Actually, I think it may actually even be both, because I have two weapons that are both really...
Two tasey weapons.
Yeah. It's a tail.
You lose your teeth.
Huh?
It was my teeth.
Yeah, my tail is the loud one. That's like a bang, and my teeth are the one that...
Okay.
It's fragile.
Okay.
All right.
We could probably speed this up a little bit.
Okay. I'm ready to go fast.
All right. So, you... since you have had the drop on this thing for a while, you can just tear into this thing's belly. Little worms wriggling all over yourself. It's an APC. as it turns out. And you are removing the A and P from it. And then later the C, of course, once it's empty. Just little blue soldier worms are just getting bit to shit and shocked to death, because this is a shock taser designed to stun mechs, correct?
Yeah.
So on a 5-foot worm, or 4-foot worm, it's gonna do a little bit more than just shock.
Yeah, it's not like the annoying dog worm.
Didn't you actually kill the pilot of that other mech with this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you tear into the soldiers it was hoping to pour out over you, and you are just the scissors to this thing's paper. It's going to say gross gut, but that works too.
Cool.
And you just rip her to shreds.
Should I just do... You know what? I'm just... So, how close are you guys to the, at this point, to the Zarin? You, because you just engaged one of them, right? So you guys are probably...
They're actually pretty much right next to each other, because...
Yeah. You know, how close are you guys to the stealth team, I mean?
I don't think we're close. We might be able to hear noise in the fog.
To the stealth team, I thought at this point we were basically intermixed. The stealth team brought the enemies to
us. Fun fact, you guys are the two non-stealth people, because right now, you've got a sniper shooting from the mists. We've got stealth and stealth. And you were two of the only ones who were pretty conspicuous right now.
Probably. All right. You guys start to hear the shrieking again. This is what happens when 372 is about to fire. Mm-hmm. Which means her weapon doesn't. It is slow. It has a recharge time. So she usually doesn't fire if she doesn't have a good target. Remember, she almost decapitated an invisible guy.
Yeah.
So this is about to happen.
What general direction? Do we have in this direction?
It's hard to hear in the cloud. You'd pretty much need, baby, I'm sorry. You are, you're a tough egg to crack. You have a lot of armor.
No, I plan to be in the way of it. That's why
this is a weapon that doesn't particularly care.
Actually, I think baby is the only thing that could take it. But not, you know, not take it as like, haha, I have shrugged off your attack. More like, oh, God.
The short answer is if she's aiming for you, it's going to be rough shit.
Yeah.
You'd pretty much need, if you're her target, you need a miracle.
Okay. Zarin, what are you thinking?
At this point, right? Right now, it's Ix and Zarin, and they are enjoying killing things. And,
okay.
So she actually kind of had in mind to start finishing off the ones that are damaged.
What do you think? You hear the noise. I mean, this person is famous.
To be fair, what baby will do, if given a choice, is defend Zarin.
Okay.
If that is...
Okay. So, well, you know what? You don't know who is getting ready to fire hat. So roll to come to the rescue of Zarin in case it's Zarin.
That's what I mean. That's okay because I come to the rescue with Steel. So that becomes a 7.
So I would like to interfere
with the coming to the rescue.
Yes.
Okay then.
And I'm gonna break our bond, so we get a +2, and you get an XP.
That was quick.
That's a 10 to interfere.
So what are you doing?
Or actually a 12. I'm going to shoot her in the back.
Baby. Shooting baby?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Okay, so you hear the shot and you start, you know, you hear the shot charging up.
I feel the shot, don't I?
No. I'm talking about
372. You hear the laser in the background.
Yeah, you hear 372 getting ready to fire. And, Ix, roll stand firm.
Crushed, 12.
Okay. Well, you barely get out of the way as that white, like, you sort of, I guess, I don't know, feel the air. And Zarin feels the air start to ionize around him. And it's like, shit! And you get out of the way just in time for this beam to just come, you know, streaking down. Baby, you were not able to get in the path to block Zarin's attack because you got shot by someone else.
Apparently, yeah, maybe one of the back legs, maybe?
Do you want me to actually deal damage, or do you want it just to be superficial shooting? I'm okay with either.
I think for baby, superficial is fine for now, but in a second here, this is going to happen. So, describe what is happening here.
Baby's pretty, what's your character's name again?
Grant.
Grant, that's right. Is pretty focused on trying to protect,
No, Graham is not.
Oh, are
There's
you guys
something
separate?
Serious happening here, whereas Baby is trying to protect Zarin, and Graham is not on board with it.
Fair enough.
Baby is taking Graham for a ride.
I see. Yes. Okay. Well, in that case, either
way. You don't know that. You can only see what Baby's doing.
Well, yes.
If you've been, like, watching from the shadows, you've seen this mech being super pally with this mech.
And I can see that mech, I can see Baby going in to go try to protect the other mech. Mm-hmm. And I'm just going to try to, shoot at the legs, slow her down, trip it up a little bit. Mm. I think I'm actually going to, like, kind of jet, like, from around a rock or something, mm-hmm. or some sort of structure. So I can fly and just
okay.
have a nice line of autocannon.
Artemis, your magnet lights up. It turns out somebody there's a green dot on it shooting at you or shooting at your people.
It appears there is some friendly fire.
Badger, Badger, is that you? What the fuck are you doing?
Which question would you like me to answer first?
You already did. Answer the other one. And quick, before I fucking kill you.
I have... What? You're being... I'm sorry, you're breaking up. You're not being clear.
Let me answer your question with another question. Bang!
she doesn't know where I am, does she?
Conveniently, we still have her location on the TACNET.
Then I don't even need to roll.
Well, actually, I think that something.
Yeah,
that's true. What do you want me to?
I think that Badger might be entitled to assess the situation because she has not rolled an assess yet. So let's see if Badger can see where is the enemy hiding or what is the enemy hiding.
That you go there for.
Yes, that is a 7.
I will interfere.
It's stealth.
Who's stealth? Which, because we're enemies. Is 8.
Well, it seems that, so you think you know, I'm going to say you even fire a shot at where you think Artemis is, and it just parts the mist, and Artemis is not there anymore. Like, you've been stalking her, and you know exactly where Artemis was, but Artemis also...
Can I suggest something? She parts the mist, and she sees Artemis just as Deadeye opens up with the gas rifle.
Mm. What? No, I meant the mist was parted by her bullets.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Just a little bit off.
Yeah.
Alright, so let's roll steady to keep a good snipey eye out.
Can do. And that is a 10.
Would you like to interfere with being shot?
I would love to interfere with being shot. That is a 12.
Okay. then it's only a 7-9.
Very Dragon Ball Z fight scene here.
A 12! 14!
So tell me a story about...
I feel like I use up... I feel like I have to take several shots to hit her.
Or I was going to say, or I just exchange fire. You hit me, but I hit you.
That seems reasonable. Okay. Do you want to... keep on the run and stay out of being shot, or
nope,
do you want
I'm to... going to pick specifically what location is going to be damaged by the shot.
So, that's head?
Boom.
Yeah.
How much damage do you do?
4.
4?
Okay.
Alright, I take 1.
So you're sucking that in, you're sucking that into your own head, or your mech's head?
Yeah, I'm taking it in my own head. I don't really care.
Weird.
Wait, if you have, four, 3 armor?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a monster.
I have to use this.
Yeah, that's why we're changing that rule.
I took it on my person.
Well,
yeah.
No, but I'll just pick AP instead. That's stupid.
So what?
It's AP. You get hit anywhere you want, but it's armor piercing.
Is it still the 4 damage?
Yep.
What did you take before? I see. I can
pick a location. Same picking location. We're going to make an armor piercing.
Then I'm going to put it on... Let's see, AP. So, take 3 damage AP. Rapid fire.
Okay.
Alright, so you guys are blasting the hell out of each other. Very Optimus versus Megatron going on here. Lots of battle damage.
The 3 ones that are still dangerous right now are the Scorpion Smasher, the Scything Slasher,
and the spore spewer has any legs to stand on at all left. It's still got its pods, but it's pretty much crippled past that. But the other two are largely unharmed.
Can we have a few more words here, because if we're going to be shooting at each other? Like, this just sort of happened out of the blue. I sort of feel like we need to have a little bit of a conversation.
Okay. Just real quick, though, I thought the scythe was damaged as well.
The scything slasher's legs are injured. It's not going to be anywhere near as agile as it was, but if you stick in with it...
Like, it's still dangerous.
It's still dangerous.
Of all the people on this team, Badger, I didn't have you picked to side with the aliens.
I believe that was the idea, as I understand it.
You're siding with the aliens.
Oh, no, there's no present tense. That's very far past tense. I've always been on their side, or so I've been told. The moment my skin came in contact with the atmosphere, I was activated, as it were.
Oh, and the camera cuts to the inside of your cockpit where, like, there's bits of the two Marines just smeared against the wall.
You see, no one would expect the xenophobe. And in fact, I didn't even. I was hidden deep in my own brain. The implants were awakened, and now I'm doing my job, which is preventing you from doing yours.
I hit a button, so as soon as the AI is listening to this, mm-hmm. and that blip goes from green to red, mm-hmm. and there's a notification on both of your tactical readouts, boop!
Oh, right there.
A new player has entered the battle.
And I would like to say that Strike 5 has vindicated.
Unfortunately, he is not near enough to know about it.
I have both arms, thank you. I just don't like
no, thank Ket.
Zarin, what are you going to do about this? There's a couple of soft, wounded, vulnerable enemies. There's a couple of enemies that could hit you back.
Well, at the moment, Zarin is very well engaged with the spewer, and I would imagine that she's going to finish taking care of that job.
All right. It pulls its pods. Normally, it just opens them up a little bit to launch some of these bee creatures. This time it fully flowers its pods. Every single creature in that hive is just pulling out and swarming all over you. It won't have any more bees left, but it's hoping that emptying its ammo is going to be enough to take you out.
Well, first off, let's try the fun of test pilot. Test pilot is going to attempt to give me a liquid metal ability to quickly maneuver my body around it.
Okay.
Now there's like no chance of this happening, but just for case. Oh, so close! Oh, I have a +1 on my next roll. That's a 10. That's a success.
You indeed have liquid metal capabilities with Zarin.
And so I'll be using that to basically split my body away from it and then merge back again around the back side of it.
Awesome. Let's see. You know what? That sounds more gutsy than firm to me.
I was thinking guns blazing because he wants to, like, tear it apart, but...
Okay.
Well, he's already succeeded at evading.
Well, is your goal to just go in with no regard to your own safety and you're just trying to do this so you can get...
Well, I mean, at this point, I figure I'm behind you. I'm just going to start smacking it with tentacles again.
Okay, that sounds more like guns blazing then. All right, let's see this.
That's just a 6.
Is anyone going to help? Anyone on the surface? In range and not presently engaged?
Well, I'm invisible, right? I can run some interference.
Oh yeah, you haven't done anything in a little while.
Are you friends? Yes, we are, actually. So that's a 7.
Yeah!
That's enough.
So what do you do to help?
What's going on? You split and then reform behind it?
Yeah, and basically just plan on wailing at it with my tentacles again.
I guess it tries to back away, but then, like, I push him back into you.
And of course, since it didn't think that there was going to be a wall there, it pushes it right back into those tentacles.
And so this would be 3 damage or armor piercing.
This is with your beak?
Or no, this is my tentacles. They have armor piercing now, too.
Well, that's more than it has left.
You just rip it to pieces. But those bees are still on you. This is the whole ammo clip. That is a 4 harm, and pain just racks your body as you take the whole hive. And that is going to be... what is the tag for resting?
Stunned.
You are stunned by the pain. But it is in pieces.
Graham.
Yes.
Baby has been shot a little bit.
Yes.
She's pretty tough, so, you know.
More like tripped.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does this give you an opportunity to attempt to regain control?
Yes. What happens inside the cockpit is Graham is having a sort of strange experience where she's generally in touch with Baby's emotions and sort of childlike, but Baby has never been so willful as this. And Graham is going to do her best to wrest control back from Baby to get her back on task for killing some monsters. And I feel like I should roll something to see how that goes.
Seems like standing firm to me.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Though the results are going to have to be different because Baby's obviously not trying to damage you.
Right. That's a 10 to stand firm.
So. Oh, well. There you go.
In the battle between these consciousnesses, the power struggle between Baby and Graham, Graham finally clinches and takes control, telling Baby to focus and forget about Zara and get back on track. And what is the nearest, like, still alive?
The scything slasher is nearly within melee range of you.
Oh, yeah.
And also...
Badger
is also very close.
So...
However, Baby can't fly very well, can she?
Are you flying right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got the impression that Badger and Artemis were actually circling each other in the air.
Okay, well then in that case...
That was a full-blown aerial dogfight.
Easily the closest one, then, is the scything slasher. It's limping, so it's probably not going to be able to get away, but it also looks real mad.
I think, is it facing towards me? Like, is it sort of...
I want to say it's trying to escape.
Yeah, it's probably trying to escape with what it can.
If it's trying to escape, then Baby will charge at it and try to sort of climb on top of it. Baby.
All right, well, his gun's blazing. Let's see it.
Yep. Guns blazing. That is an 11.
Ooh. You know, I want to say that this isn't even like a multi-slashing situation. This is the thing is like dragging itself along, and then suddenly it's just like, BAM! Just one big arm just decapitates it.
Yeah.
How much damage does Baby do?
3 armor-piercing forceful.
Yeah, it's going to be much.
That was the...
Actually, this is perfect, because it has 4 left, and we'll just say the head is left, intact, as it's severed.
Gross.
So funny enough, you guys could probably recover that thing's pilot alive.
I have a stick of my
knife. If you cared. This was the thing our party had cared about at all.
I'm nothing if not thorough.
Okay.
Is it possible that Baby could chase down that head like a ball?
That is, you get automatic success because it is adorable.
Yeah. Baby, I'm like, look, Baby, go. It's a toy. It's a toy, Baby, go. Jesus. Ow! And giant snapping turtle jaws just crunch it like a walnut.
Mm-hmm.
Hard but satisfying.
Oh, that's so cute.
And then she tosses it.
Alright, so let's see. Right now, then, on the surface is the Scorpion Smasher. 3-7-2.
And the scorpion is actually totally unharmed too, isn't it? It hasn't taken anything. It just keeps like being like, why does everybody keep running around so fast? When I catch you, I'm gonna crash your head.
Well,
The scorpion and the 372 are pretty close to each other, I suppose, right?
No, 372, you guys keep losing her.
Yeah.
And she moves around a lot. Mm. Every time she fires the gun, she actually kind of, like, scuttles away.
Yeah. So, the scorpion is the only enemy other than Badger who's flying right now.
Hmm.
That's around...
I'm gonna assess my situation. That's an 11.
Alright.
What is the enemy's strategy?
Right.
372 is basically just using the rest of her aces as fodder, waiting for you guys to open yourselves up so that she can kill shot you. So basically, as much as you guys sent in a decoy team to draw the enemy out and then strike, it seems like she's basically treating the rest of her team as a decoy team.
Where's the enemy weakest?
Again, they don't have very good communication right now.
Yeah, so they're not really coordinated.
They have been in the process of being devastated. Their numbers are just dwindling at this point. So the scorpion is very aware of the two of you, and it looks like it's probably going to try to pounce on one of them. But when it comes to an invisible foe, it has even forgotten that you're there.
It's got a lot more, you know, pressing concerns.
Mm-hmm. To try to find something invisible.
This is one of the list of questions. But mainly is, I was curious, what I believe, how do I believe that they're discerning friends and foe?
We haven't seen that yet.
Hmm.
I mean, it's relatively, you certainly look, when they don't have visual contact on you, it's a question mark. But they certainly have, I mean, you certainly look very different. All of you are very unique looking. They certainly know what each other look like.
It would be difficult to impersonate one of them, because they probably have more than just visuals. Mm.
Starfish.
Mm-hmm.
So you're creeping around. You just tore the hell out of, which one was it that you killed? The birther?
Birther.
Yeah, you just tore the hell out of the birther. You see the lasher, you remember this from when you tore its arm off, trying to skulk away. I think its legs are a little bit more intact than other things, so it's not quite... It wasn't dragging its ass around like the scything slasher was, but it looks like it's trying to like sneak away while everyone else is busy with something else. But it passes near you. It doesn't look like it's maybe noticed you're there.
And it is disarmed in that it has two stumps, one of which you just made, one of which it's had for a while.
And that's it. Doesn't have any weapons.
It's basically defenseless. Do you want to do a thing about it?
No, I'm going to go after 372.
Ooh, very nice. Okay. Well, you don't know exactly where she is, so assess the situation to stalk her. By the way, thank you. I was super hoping that you would just let it go.
yeah, that's a 10. So if I could, where's the enemy hiding?
Ah. Well, it turns out that you're familiar with this because of the biology of the worm. Like, you spent a lot of time in that worm fort, the vermalith. You're starting to get a little bit more familiar with it. It turns out that it seems like the way she's able to appear and then disappear is there are siphon channels on the walls of this surface that, like, you guys didn't even notice before. But you see her, like, snap up onto a wall and then, like, just crawl into the wall. And then, like, moments later, pop out all the way on the other side and start looking around to take it. Like, the mouth just sticks out of the wall and looks around and then sucks back in again.
Mm. Okay, what's the best way in?
Well, you've had a little bit of experience with this. Maybe you can go into those tunnels, too, and catch her in melee where she's totally defenseless.
And,
Well, okay, she's not totally defenseless. Those alligator jaws are actually pretty terrifying, but,
Most terrifying is a hyper beam.
Well, they're actually exactly as terrifying as a hyper beam, because if she gets you in a death grip, she'll just fire.
That is a good
But where would she be weakest?
In those tunnels, she's not going to expect to run into one of you guys. And she's not going to have the ability to jump around and be all agile. It's like two people running into each other in a tube slide. That's not a fight you can just choose not to have.
Well.
Especially with a dog.
I know what I'm doing.
Time to get in some orifices.
Yeah.
Starfish style.
That sounds gutsy to me.
I'm sick.
Stop being an adorable rat.
So all the way up to a 10 with all my stuff.
A lot of stuff going on.
Yes.
All right. So you get in there, and as you're squiggling around, you're like, okay, you quickly gain an appreciation, especially with like all your senses and stuff. You figure out, okay, this is how I'll get to here. This is how I'll get to there. And so you are stalking her, and you've got a bead on her. You're almost certainly going to catch her totally by surprise, but not before she gets a shot off at you. Because you're in the air, and you're actually visible now. Like, well, I got half of you before. I think it's time to finish the job. Does anybody want to do something about this?
Can I assist?
Sure.
Or interfere, I guess.
Yeah, interfere because she's not actually rolling.
You can roll a stand firm, Artemis, if somebody else isn't going to try and come to your rescue.
We'll do that. No, that's fine.
Boxcars.
I get crushed.
Uh-oh. Anybody with a death wish want to jump in front of this?
You know what? I have a death wish already, so let's just do this.
Let's see it.
I hear that charge up.
Yes.
And I realize that there's no way I'm going to be able to take out 372... with this traitor taking shots at me. So it's, I make it.
1 second.
This is a move. This is a death move.
I know it's a death move. I just want to let you know that you know, because you've been shot by this gun before, that 372's gun has the tag. I can't remember what name, the one where it can shoot through more than one thing.
Penetrating?
Yes.
Okay. This is a kamikaze attack designed to draw the attack so that it hits both of us right as I slam straight into you.
Okay.
I just run my mech. That's it. I'm done.
All right.
I'm out. I roll to see if I survive. That's it.
All right.
So.
Now you can tell us this.
You're totally going to find the result of this afterwards.
Okay. Then
what I'm thinking is what I would like to do is just like is make you roll something.
I think a stand firm, maybe.
Yeah, I'm thinking a stand firm. But know that if you fail this roll, Artemis is going to get her wish, and the gun is going to go through both of you. Huh?
How much damage is that going to do?
Right now, narrative.
Oh, okay. Well, then fuck it, I'm interfering. Please play this game. Oh, that's a full hit.
I got a 9, so that bumps it down to 1, I guess, or to nothing. I would like to say that I do have last stand. Which lets me... It's a very vague move.
The same move, actually.
Different move.
No,
it's different. Last stand. No, last stand lets me keep on fighting after me and my mech would be disabled. So, the amount of damage this gun does is somewhat relevant, i.e., if it would just do 5 harm, then I could keep... I could still exist. If it's completely nuclear...
Well, I mean, it's 4 armor piercing, so you would have lived otherwise, which is why I said narrative, because I didn't want Artemis's thing to be both wasted and wasted. Okay, well, I'm sorry to force that down your throat, Artemis. I didn't mean to
I'm up.
Be doing
fine.
It. Well, open that out from the table.
No, I wanted to go get coffee.
Oh, okay. No, you can go get your coffee.
No, stirring.
He's like, wait, don't go home yet.
I can't, my laptop is recording this.
You see, this is why I wanted you to do this kind of thing.
Because then you wouldn't get the aggro for it?
if
you're okay with this, the Gauss shot just runs...
It's not a Gauss shot, it's the beam cannon.
Oh, the beam cannon. So
yeah,
this thing hits directly into you. Your mech is largely unharmed by this.
Okay.
But you personally are dying. You probably have one good last thing left in you.
Maybe there's like a nice hole in the back of the mech and a hole out the cockpit.
Yeah, definitely.
So there's an explosion in the sky. You guys just see Artemis and Badger go up as the beam just like, you know, blows right through and just boom. Freddy did not see this, but you do have a pretty good line on 372's ass. You're about 15 feet away from it.
Well,
she turns around. She like squelches back in to the hole and like is starting to like wriggle her way around so that she can get head first again. So you totally have the drop on her. Let's blaze. Cause she's still dangerous.
Just take a
they don't call her the ace killer for
fucking
nothing.
Table leg and just put it in the oven.
Just put it in the oven and set it to 420.
And that is an 8.
Okay.
No, it's a 9. That doesn't help.
Okay. So would you like to grapple her inside the tube, or would you like to drive her out of the tube?
Well, if it's they give ground or take the full brunt, that's up to you.
Oh, it is? Okay.
Yeah, it's they give ground right, or take okay, the full yes, I see. Brunt of the attack.
All right, I'm going to say that they give ground, so what ends up happening is you latch on, and then she's like, shit, and squeezes out of the tube, and you both come tumbling out and just fall into the void, or into the space, down to near the
funnel?
Yeah, down into the funnel. But the nice thing about that is that's a place where the other mechs can interact with it.
This podcast is fully copyrighted by its hosts. Visit us at podcastmagicmissile.com. I Podcast Magic Missile, attacking the darkness since 2012.